The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Last week, James River Coal Company laid off 525 employees of mines in five counties in East Kentucky. Thus, the Obama administration's war on coal continues. Since summer 2011, Kentucky has lost over 6,000 coal jobs to EPA's ever-growing regulations designed to shut down the coal industry. One of Mr. Obama's advisors, Daniel Schrag, said earlier this year that, quote, "The one thing the president really needs to do now is to begin the process of shutting down the conventional coal plants. A war on coal is exactly what's needed." End quote. So what's the real reason for a war on coal? The war on coal is part of a much larger plan, the roots of which go all the way back to the mid-1800s. Satan has always had people he could motivate to stop liberty. We call them dictators. They are men or women who want their will to control everyone else. In order to establish themselves, they must remove opinions that disagree with them. This translates into the removal of the gospel of Jesus Christ from public, because Jesus teaches us to renew our mind to think with Him. When a citizen thinks with God, according to the Bible, a dictator quickly gets exposed to be the selfish individual he is. Thus, people who are biblical thinkers inspire the removal of dictators so a fairer, more biblical government can be established. Dictators also want to control the flow of business in a nation to make sure the wealth flows to them. The Bible analyzes them when it says, quote, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." They mistakenly believe they can protect themselves from all harm if they just have enough money. Thus, they desire to control an economy instead of letting people trade freely without government interference. But in order for a dictator to initially take control of a nation where people have thought more independently, they have to create some sort of crisis which will cause the people to be so afraid they will believe the dictator when he says, "Follow me, and I'll lead you out of this crisis." This is why those who want to be dictators try to create an economic crisis. Income sustains our life. Losing one's life is the greatest fear of an unregenerate man. The Bible calls that the fear of death. Would-be dictators try to create a falling economy so people get afraid and listen to their lies that they are their savior. That if they will allow their government to take over more businesses like the healthcare industry, then they will restore order and all will be well, they say. What they don't tell you is that for every ounce of new security the dictator gives, he takes away a ton of liberty. And as a result of these lies, Satan gets exactly what he wants: the outlawing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So should we take up arms against this rising dictatorial government? Absolutely not. Not now. That's exactly what the socialists want. That would justify Mr. Obama declaring martial law, which would then make him the dictator. So besides voting out of office congressmen who don't have the courage to stand up against Mr. Obama, what should we do in these times? We should do what I saw last week in a church in East Kentucky. Christians knelt down around the front of their church and earnestly cried out to God to deliver them in the midst of this loss of income. Turning to Jesus Christ instead of a dictator is our answer. The Bible says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Herein is our only security. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.